Hi, in today's testimonial interview, I've got Emily Lewis, Head of Demand Generation at Ecorta, to share her experience of working with Operatics. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
So before you share your story of working with Operatics, could you please briefly tell us a bit more about Ecorta and what your role is at the company?
Sure. So Ecorta is an end-to-end analytics platform. So we allow companies to pull data out of their source systems and build analytics right on that source data. So we're a SaaS solution and we're based in Silicon Valley.
Okay, great. So Emily, could you please share with us what are the services from Operatics that Ecorta is using and which regions they are covering?
Sure. We primarily service the US and we are using Operatics for both inbound and outbound functions. The nice thing about Operatics is we've been able to be flexible in terms of turning on certain activities. So sometimes we use the team only for inbound, and sometimes we use the team only for outbound, or we do a mix of the two.
Okay. And what were the challenges that you were facing when you started using Operatics, and how did Operatics help you to overcome them?
As a marketing organization, we were producing several thousand MQLs a quarter, and what was happening is internally, we would hand them over to an SDR team that was in-house. And we just felt like that team wasn't able to give them the treatment that we felt they deserved. And so we decided to look for an outsourced SDR team. We initially went with another SDR firm. But again, we just did not feel like we were getting the results that we wanted. And so we started asking around to some of our colleagues, and we had come across Operatics. We actually had a team member who had used them in Europe and said that, you know, Operatics had done a phenomenal job there for them. And so we reached out and we started a little over 7 months ago with Operatics. And so we really just wanted to get these MQLs the treatment that they deserved. And we had a couple of KPIs that we were tracking very closely to see if we could get conversion rates from MQLs to first meetings up. And so the great thing is that with Operatics, we were able to increase that conversion. We do it from a month-to-month basis. So in some months, it's actually 4x from what we were getting prior to Operatics. But in all months, it's at least double. So we've been really happy with the outcomes so far.
Okay, great. And so was that the main reason why you chose Operatics?
Yeah, the main reason was we had a reference who had worked with you guys before, but also, this was the main program that we wanted to leverage for Operatics to leverage.
Right. And is there anything in particular that sets Operatics apart from other agencies or from an internal team?
Yeah, so I mean, so far the performance has been superior to both another SDR team that we had outsourced and the team we were using in-house. I think from a team perspective, it's worked out well, but also from a process perspective. So I'm the head of demand gen. And so as I, you know, go and create all these MQLs, I really want to have a team that I can help and provide guidance to sits under me. And so Operatics has given our team the flexibility to give me an SDR team so that we can actually start working these MQLs and I can manage that team as opposed to just handing it over to the sales team. But in the end, the sales team is also very happy with, you know, not having to work the MQLs. Instead, they are just handed over first meetings. So I think everybody's been really happy with both the process and the Operatics team.
And Emily, was there anything in particular that didn't go to plan? And how did the team work on fixing it, if so?
Yeah, so one of the key metrics we look at is dials per week. We use a power dialer. And so as we've handed over these leads to the Operatics team, we were very mindful. And you know, as I said, we're an analytics company, so we're very data-driven. And I saw, you know, the dials were just not getting to the numbers that I was hoping. And so I worked very closely with Operatics management team. We scheduled regular calls and made sure that we were all watching the key metrics. And so we were able to quickly turn that around. And we've been able to see, you know, an increase in dials, which in turn has, you know, increased the amount of first meetings we're able to schedule.
Right. And I know you touched on that briefly, but what were the results you've seen from Operatics so far?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, you know, we look at a few key metrics, one being conversion rate from MQL to first meeting. And in some months, it's doubled from what we were seeing before, but in several months, it's actually quadrupled. So we've seen phenomenal results in actually getting our MQLs to convert to first meetings. And that is very much in part to the operatics team and this new process. It's not like we were, you know, generating significantly better MQLs. It was really down to the process and operatics team.
Okay, sounds good. So thank you for your insights, Emily. I really appreciate that you took the time to share your story. Thanks again for taking part.
Thank you.